The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded. The following program is sponsored by Bridgeway Community Church.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. How in the world are you today? It's Tough Topic Tuesday. We're building a bridge to racial healing. You ready? Come on, let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, an expert on race, religion, and relationships. Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital, live on WAVA 105.1 FM. Out of Arlington, Virginia, covering all of D.C., Maryland, Virginia, parts of West Virginia, and, well, Pennsylvania as well. Thanks a lot for hanging with me. Of course, all over the world on WAVA.com and live on my Facebook page on social media at Anderson Speaks is my handle there. You can see sitting next to me my main man, Pastor Dave Heiliger. He is here with me in our mobile studio. You can see behind us our auditorium in Columbia, Maryland. If you want to learn more about our service times, just go to bridgeway.cc. That's bridge with a B. Some of you are probably crossing over one right now. Bridgeway.cc. Come on and see us on Sunday mornings. Pastor David Heiliger, how in the world are you?
Glad to be hanging out with y'all, and good to see everybody online. If I could text you right now, I'd say hey.
Hey, well, you know what? I'm going to open up in a word of prayer and then tell us about what your job is, and we're going to talk about the topic of today. And, of course, we're going to have a special guest on that I can't wait to introduce to our friends today as well. But let's first bow for a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's tough topic and the conversation that we get to have about racial healing. Would you bring healing to our land in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. There are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to AndersonSpeaks.com. That's AndersonSpeaks.com. Or my favorite website, embracegracism.com. Learn more about what gracism is and what it means. I believe that gracism is God's solution to racism. Well, helping me push back racism and build bridges of reconciliation is Pastor Dave Heiliger. He's the pastor of multicultural diversity here at Bridgeway Community Church. Pastor, tell us a little bit about what you do, and then let's talk about what our subject is today.
Yeah, well, I get to partner with you, which is one of the best parts of my job. He didn't even pay me to say that. Maybe you even did. No, the best part of my job is getting to partner with you as we look to mobilize all the amazing bridge-building work that happens in the walls here at Bridgeway Community Church, a church with over 52 different nations represented in our church body. But we get to mobilize that into industries and communities around the country and really around the world.
Yeah, something called Gracism Global is going to be coming out really soon. And if you want to learn more about it, they can always go to our social media on that, can't they?
Yeah, follow us on Instagram at Gracism Global. That's the best way to get connected right now. Join our network, and we want to make sure you guys really get to understand how you can take the principles of gracism into the world around you.
So there's a national day of, was it racial reconciliation or racial healing that many people may not even know about today?
Yeah, so today is the National Day of Racial Healing, and it's put on by or kind of convened by the Kellogg Foundation. So all over the country today, they always have it the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mm-hmm. Every year, this is their sixth annual Day of Racial Healing. And all over the country today, there are over 75 different events sponsored by this organization to help bridge this divide and begin to figure out how do we move forward toward healing as it relates to racial division, damage, and disparity.
Well, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King was a champion for racial healing and trying to bring racial justice to our land, pricking the conscience of America to live up to her ideals, especially during a time when, just in our generation here, he fought so hard for the rights of black people. And, as a white dude kind of growing up and hearing the name Dr. Martin Luther King, how were you able to process who he was, since you didn't know him? I didn't know him. He died 2 years after I was born. And so we hear about him as children. What about you? How did you process it?
Yeah, well, I grew up in a neighborhood and a community where I was actually a minority. So, when I was in elementary school, I was one of the only white kids in the class, and we grew up singing the Black National Anthem at at our choir concerts. And MLK Day was MLK Week. Black History Month wasn't just Black History Month; it was kind of woven throughout a lot of our learning. And so, Martin Luther King Jr. was a regular name that was kind of all through my schooling growing up as somebody who really was somebody to look up to.
A lot of white boys can't say that.
Oh, my goodness. How about that? Yeah.
And so even from the time you were a child, there was somewhat of a positive view of what he stood for. And even now, you know, there's been so much. It took a lot of struggle to get this to be a federal holiday, actually. But it is a federal holiday, and it was yesterday. Today, the day after, is the National Day of Racial Healing. I'm going to go to my commercial break right now, and when we get back, guess what we're going to do, David? We are going to introduce to our audience a friend of ours, and that friend actually grew up with Dr. King, Julian Bond, and others. So what was it like? Was he a normal kid, a normal college student? What was it like to just kind of be a buddy of Dr. Martin Luther King? When we get back, we're going to share an interview with someone very special. We'll be right back.
Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson is not just an insightful radio talk show, but also a conversation that encourages listeners to engage in higher levels of understanding. Here's what people are saying about the show.
Dr. Anderson, I've been listening to you for a couple years now, and I just wanted to call in and say amen and hallelujah. You are on the mark.
I listen to you very much, and it's good. It's very, very good to hear your refreshing voice on the radio. You're not afraid to take any topic. You are very humble, and it just gives us comfort.
I love the radio station. My favorite is Marriage Mondays. Even though I'm not married, it's okay. I love it. I love the advice.
I listen to it all the time. I have my notifications on. I was on the show once upon a time. So I just love the advice and just the biblical sound and just stuff that he says on here. So it's amazing to listen to.
He's such an inspiration because not only does he impact the local area, but his message is so powerful that it deserves to go on a broader spectrum.
Comprehension begins with conversation. It's not just a phrase, it's a reality. Join the conversation at Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
After 12 years in the Army, coming back to civilian life was an adjustment. I needed to talk to someone who understood what I was going through. The Cohen Clinic at Easter Seals helped me regain my energy and can-do attitude.
Hiring in today's job market is challenging. We hired Easter Seals Veteran Staffing Network as our staffing agency, and they found us the right team members, qualified, dedicated veterans who bring both top-notch skills and an energetic can-do attitude.
We're Easter Seals, and our Cohen Clinic and Veteran Staffing Network are just two of the ways that Easter Seals is creating a hopeful, inclusive community where all people achieve their potential and live meaningful lives. Visit eseal.org/realtalk to learn more about Easter Seals D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
When asked the question raised by her professor, "Why are you here at Omega Graduate School?" Sebla Digluhailu answered in one of her essays like this: "I was not there just to add a prefix to my name, though that would feel good. The greater purpose of my preparation at OGS is to fulfill my mandate to be a change agent. The doctoral study is a time of preparation for me to see and to think, to understand the times, and to craft my way in fulfilling my calling." Sebla Digluhailu, a current Doctor of Philosophy student from Ethiopia, is a counselor and adjunct psychology professor who hosts a weekly radio show in the capital city of Ethiopia and is an advocate for... What is your profession, and how can OGS help you grow to the next level in your graduate education? Dr. David Anderson is the new chancellor of Omega Graduate School, formerly known as Oxford Graduate School, and your education as a working adult is important to him, to God, and to all who will be changed in the world because of your important research. Go to ogs.edu today and apply, or call 1-800-933-6188.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. It's Tough Topic Tuesday. Our topic is building a bridge of racial healing. Question: what can you do to help bring about racial healing in America? Or what do you think we can do? Are there a few things that we could all do that would help bring racial healing? If you'd like, hang out with me and talk with me along with Pastor Dave Heiliger, who's hanging out with me. The phone number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-43-BRIDGE. Pastor David, there is a gentleman who's been my mentor for even before I started the church. And when I moved to the area, I was told to connect with him. He was the administrator of the county, worked for the county executive, not just that one, but maybe over four or five different administrations, both Republican and Democratic. His name is Cecil Bray. He became one of the elders of our church, one of the fathers of our church. But did you know that Cecil Bray was like a playmate of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
When you told me that yesterday, it blew me away. I've known him as Elder Cecil. Like, that's he's the guy that you know, offers such covering and like mentorship to so many of us here at Bridgeway. And to hear that, I thought, man, the stories you don't know about
right.
people.
Yeah, let me introduce to some, present the others, Elder Cecil Bray. Elder Cecil, how in the world are you, sir?
Hello there, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful, and I love introducing people to one of my mentors, spiritual fathers, and thank you so much for all you've poured into my life over 30 years.
All right. And hello to Dr. Heiliger also, too.
Yeah, doctor. Okay, he just got elevated. All right.
No.
Well, you know, good news. Good news, Papa Cecil, is that he just graduated with his master's degree.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes. Yeah, so, and what is the master's degree in, Pastor?
Master's degree in conflict transformation. And so really looking at how do you address systems of injustice when it seems like it's really complicated, woven throughout so many different facets of a society.
Yeah. So is it true, Elder Cecil, that you and Dr. King and some of these guys hung out as playmates?
Yes.
Wow.
I tell you, that was really a great time in my life in Atlanta in those days when we were growing up together. Yeah. It was really good.
What was it like? How do you, when you hear about Dr. Martin Luther King and you see what he has been in our world, but when you think back, what was he like before he was like popular?
He was just the guy that we all knew and enjoyed being around, because he was really, I think, as I mentioned to you once before, that he was really, really brilliant, but he was mischievous. Hmm. He was always, you know, bringing up something and challenging you one way or another.
Really?
But he was really, really fun to be around.
How about that?
All of the guys were, really.
So who else was a part of your crew there?
Well, let's see. We had Maynard Jackson was another of the guys there. And let's see. I'm trying to remember.
Tell people who Maynard Jackson is if they've never heard of him.
Oh, Maynard was one of the kids in a very, very, I guess you would call it one of the linchpins of the black society in Atlanta in those days.
Mm-hmm.
The family was well known. They were wealthy, all of them very highly educated, and they had been around in Atlanta for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And knew about everyone.
And didn't he became a politician, didn't he?
Who was that?
Maynard Jackson, did he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Got to know Maynard actually when we were in Morehouse together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He became eventually the mayor of Atlanta.
Wow.
He challenged the sitting mayor and actually won the election and ended up not only being the first black mayor of Atlanta, but also he became the the administrator of the airport.
Wow.
In Atlanta.
Okay.
Which was eventually named after him.
So he was the first black mayor of a major city there in the entire South. And then what about Julian Bond?
Yes,
did you know him?
Yes.
Tell us about him.
Yes. Didn't know Julian as well as anyone else because I got to know him when he came to Morehouse. Mm-hmm. and became as a part of the Atlanta University center there.
Okay.
And when he came, he established an office on the east side of Atlanta where Dr. Let's see who is that? Dr. King's Church.
Uh-huh.
And he established an office there.
Gotcha.
Well, the
Is it true? Did I hear the rumor right that Julian Bond dated your sister? Is that true?
Yes.
you're okay with that?
It was okay. It's cool.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
That's fun. Well, I was wondering, as you saw all these men start to rise to positions of prominence, were you thinking, oh, that's the same guy I grew up with? Or were you surprised as you saw some of these men take on national and significant roles?
Yeah, well, one thing that was obvious when you got to know them, that all these guys were really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And they were go-getters. I mean, they were always thinking of things, and let's try this, let's do that, that kind of thing. And a part of it had to do with the whole atmosphere of the Atlanta University Center, where you had Morehouse and Clark Spelman,
that's right.
And then you had the university itself, right? The graduate school. So you know that was a lot of energy there.
Yeah,
a lot of education going on.
Well, Papa Cecil, what a lot of people don't know is your trajectory of life, where you went from there. Would you mind telling our listeners what you did with all your life? I know you're a decorated military man, but they may not know what you did. Why don't you share with us your career of service?
When I started school at Morehouse, I entered it in what you used to call a dual degree program.
Mm-hmm.
So, which meant that I would start even as a freshman, I would have courses at Morehouse, and I have courses at the university.
Mm-hmm.
And So the idea is that with it would take 5 years to do that. I would end up at 5 years with both my initial degree, and then I would have a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncle Sam had a different idea, because what happened when I got into that fifth year that I had to complete in order to get my master's degree, I had also didn't have the cover of being a student in college.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up getting, I ended up getting called into the Navy, into the Army, before I could finish my last year, and I didn't get my master's degree there. So then I went into the Army, and
You went on to
started a whole different director.
Well, you
directive of where I ended up going as opposed to where I thought I was going to go.
Well, you ended up being an officer in the military and a wounded warrior too, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Even those days were kind of different because there were not a lot of college officers. Other than nothing coming from some schools in the north, and come into the office into the Army with degrees,
mm-hmm.
and so that was kind of a novelty coming out of the South, and except for Tuskegee, and of course they had a great program, and sent a lot of officers into the military, but that wasn't true of most of the other schools in the South.
That's pretty amazing. As you left the military and took your all that time of growing up around such a great center of knowledge and leadership development, what do you think it was growing up in those types of environments that prepared you to take leadership throughout your career?
Yeah. Well, one thing. Being around the guys that I was with and the way our schools function, it forces you to be very alert and listen carefully to what's going on around you, and to pick out people who were sharp, who knew what they were doing, and if they did things that you knew was something that you could kind of appropriate that skill for yourself and add it to your bag of tricks. And I'll use that term.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I use that kind of approach my entire adult life, listening to people who were sharp, who knew what they were doing and how they were doing, and maybe I can use that kind of thing.
You mean people like me, Papa Cecil?
Absolutely.
No, I'm messing with you. I tell you what, it's just such a joy to know you, walk with you. You've poured into us so well. Tell Mama Cecil we said we love her and hello. In fact, how long have you and Mama Barbara been married?
Well, was it 70? Yeah.
I hear in the background 70 what?
No. That's my daughter is here. She's listening to us. She's saying it's 62 years.
Been married.
That we've been married.
62
No,
years.
I think it's 72.
No, it's not.
She says it's not 72. Well, it's one or the other. That's
all right. Well, you asked Mama Cecil. Well, a lot of people don't know that y'all met in nursery school, and that's true, isn't it?
Well, it seems to me, yeah, because we've known each other. My wife and I have met in nursery school.
Wow.
And we've known each other, and we've been with each other and the families in all these years from the time that we were in nursery school.
And how old are you now, Papa Brady? You want to tell everybody?
I am 72.
Oh, come on. I know you was you was on the eighth floor, as you call it.
He says I'm 18.
When you were in my elder board.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. It is 86. I was telling my daughter was saying, you're 86.
It's good to have family members to help you out. Well, thank you so much. We love you, Papa Bray, and we pray Godspeed upon you and Mama Bray and your family, okay?
All Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for your lifetime.
It's been a joy to be able to spend this few minutes with you.
Yeah, amen. You've got a lifetime of setting an example for folks like us to follow in your footsteps. So thank you.
Dear Lord, be with my dear brother, Elder Bray, as we go to commercial break. And Mama Bray, give him great health and strength in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
It's a new year and you're probably thinking to yourself, I need to lose weight. The reality is 2021 was a very hard year and many of us gained some unwanted pounds. Hi, I'm Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church, and I can help you lose weight. I'm also the author of the book, Bod for God, and the creator of the Losing to Live weight loss competition. I've lost over 100 pounds, and I want to help you be a big loser through our Losing to Live weight loss competition. Why should you participate? Because it works. Our previous competitions have resulted in literally tons of weight loss. No wonder Fox News labeled me the anti-fat pastor. Don't try to lose weight alone. Join a team of losers. The next Losing to Live weight loss competition begins soon, and you can participate both on-site or online. Quit procrastinating. Sign up today by calling 703-560-8677. That's 703-560-8677 or online at welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
Today, people with disabilities can achieve a better life experience with Able Now, a tax-advantaged savings account specifically designed for people with disabilities. Able Now accounts help eligible individuals save and invest their own money without endangering certain disability benefits. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at able-now.com. This message is provided by Able Now, administered by Virginia 529.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com. Looking for joy? Find some here with us. You found life-changing talk radio. 105.1 FM WAVA.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have 2 cats and 2 dogs. All 4 of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Welcome back to Afternoons with Dr. David Anderson. My name is Dave Heiliger. I get to serve as the director at Gracism Global, where we look to take a lot of the work that you've done, Dr. Anderson, and take it on the road, you know, to see the advances in racial healing happen all around the country and the world. And today we are talking about racial healing. Today is the National Day of Racial Healing, put on by the Kellogg Foundation, where they are elevating and highlighting different work around the country that works towards racial healing.
And we're so glad that you're with us today. And wherever you are, whatever your color, class, or culture, we've been asking the question, what can you do to help? Or what do you think we can do to help bring about racial healing? Our phone number is 888-432-7434. Let's go to Anonymous in Northeast Washington, D.C. Hello, Anonymous. Welcome to the show. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor Anderson, and to your guests.
Oh, bless you back. Bless you back. Thanks for calling. So what are you thinking?
Well, to me, is the acknowledgement of reconciliation. But the problem is that you got people on the other side, like the Larry Elder, the Candace Owens, and the new Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. They all talk about, they're like sympathizers for white supremacists. They love to talk about there is no problem, there is no racism, there is no, you know, you got to get over it. It's like now it's all of a sudden critical race theory is to just remove history, even though if we remove Uncle Tom Cabin, Josiah Josiah Henson was the true story about a slave that tried to escape slavery by trying to get away from where he is to go to Canada. And yet the same people who are the same color wants to sympathize with people saying that, oh, you just get over it. Mm-hmm. And to me, there's no – what's the – you guys – the thing is, you couldn't – by the same law back then, you couldn't be part because it was against the law
right.
to teach a black person. But yet you could sit around talk about, well, that's then. What makes you any different?
So do you, again, do you think Anonymous, that because maybe they didn't go through what the forefathers went through, they don't have the same understanding or mindset? Or do you think that, you know what, there's freedom of thought and they just happen to have a different opinion?
Well, they have a different opinion, but there's also we have the opinion to counter that. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's a waste of breath. And until they recognize, but again, we have to move on. But yet there are always those same people that will say, well, look at us. We had the first black president. Yeah, I remember when we had the first black chairman of the Republican Party, Michael Steele, and he stood up to the CPAC chairman and said, look, I've been, you know, I don't like being called Uncle Tom, so you don't know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of them just don't have no backbone, but they're willing to pocket their money for blood.
Are you saying that Michael Steele did have backbone or he didn't?
Michael Steele stood up and said, because he was the first black chairman of the Republican Party.
Right.
But then one guy said, well, why did we hire him? Because he was black. And
gotcha.
And yet he put up with that, and he just said, look, I've had it. I've been called by black people, I've been called by white people, and I had enough with it.
Got it.
And then all of a sudden, the way they treat them. So, Reverend, we got to keep praying.
Thanks.
That's all we can't do. And thank you, Reverend.
Thanks, Anonymous. I appreciate it. Well, we're talking today about racial healing, and maybe part of that is even within the same culture. Sometimes you have to maybe make room for different voices, and at the same time, it does push you back if you have a more progressive view and somebody else is kind of dissing that view. You know, David, I remember there was a picture that my wife had showed me of a woman holding up a big poster on the side of the road saying, you know, a woman's place is in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. And some reporters went up to her and asked her, why would you say that? And she says, well, that's just what I believe. And I believe that, you know, women ought to be in the kitchen, and it's okay for us to be barefoot, and it's okay for us to be pregnant. That's how God made us. And so for all the other women who have been fighting so hard to say, no, yes, you know, you should love your home and your family, but that's not the only place that's a woman's place. Come on. They would look at her and be like, please, would you be quiet, woman?
Right.
So you always have people who may be of your same group, but they have a out-group opinion. How do we deal with that if we're talking about racial healing?
Well, I wonder. I would want to sit down and talk with somebody who has that less progress-oriented mindset to say we aren't as bad as we used to be, but we also aren't as far along as we should be. And so with somebody who doesn't have that mindset to say, you know, we've achieved equality, I'd want to sit down with that person and really discuss some of the disparity that still exists and hear from them, how do they account for that in their mindset and worldview.
Interesting. Well, listen, if you want to join the conversation, we're talking about racial healing. If you just joined us, building a bridge to racial healing, what can we do to bring about racial healing in America? This is National Day of Racial Healing. We heard earlier from a friend of ours who had spent a lot of years with Martin Luther King, Julian Bond, and Maynard Jackson growing up together in Atlanta. Also used to be an elder of our church and quite a statesman. I want to know what maybe you thought about the conversation with him. Maybe you have a question for us. We're running to our commercial break now, but when we get back, we'll take your calls. The lines are open, 888-432-7434. I'm with Pastor David Heiliger. He is the pastor of Multicultural Bridge Building right here at Bridgeway Community Church. We'll be right back. Hi, Jewel. This is Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Anderson, and hello to your guests. First, I want to thank you for Best Buy waterproofing.
Oh.
They are outstanding. Yeah, and I'm scheduled to get my work done in a week, but I just want to thank you. The free home inspection, they came out.
Love it.
It was just absolutely amazing.
They have over 30 years of experience, and they'll even donate $500 to my show if you end up doing business with them. But most of all, get your basement fixed. Give them a call, 844-980-3707. That's 844-980-3707. If you live in the Bowie, Greenbelt, Glendale, or Woodmore area, anywhere in that vicinity, guess what? Laser Landscaping LLC wants to make your lawn look beautiful. They will mow your lawn. They'll edge around the outskirts of your lawn. They'll put up plants, whatever you need to make your house pop, they'll do it for you. Give them a call, 240-516-4967. That's 240-516-4967. Ask for the owner, Fidel, and tell him that Dr. Anderson sent you.
Does your church have legal challenges? McCullum & Associates has experience with pastor church relations, administration and organizational issues, church liability and risk management, and real estate matters. This firm understands the legal aspects of the problems as well as the spiritual implications of those same problems inside and outside the court. Call McCullum & Associates today at 301-864-6070. That's 301-864-6070.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. For more information about this program or for resources from Dr. Anderson, please visit andersonspeaks.com. To watch on Facebook Live or to view past episodes, visit Dr. Anderson's public figure Facebook page. Just search Dr. David Anderson and click like. You can also watch live on YouTube. Just search for Anderson Speaks, all one word, and make sure to subscribe. Join our text community and receive a free weekly textpiration from Dr. Anderson. Just text the word INSPIRE to 97000. That's INSPIRE to 97000. And now, back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. This is Tough Topic Tuesday, and we've been talking about racial healing. What can you do to help bring about racial healing in America? Today is the National Day of Racial Healing, put on by the Kellogg Foundation. And we've been talking, we talked with Elder Cecil Bray a little bit earlier on, who grew up with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Really cool to hear about his time in Atlanta with that group of people, wasn't it?
It sure really was. It was great talking to him, and may God bless his life. He's been married to Mama Barbara for 72 years. And what does their world look like in the past, and as the way it looks today? Like my mom, who's 88 today, what was it like? You know, she grew up in Mississippi and then moved to Pennsylvania. And like David, for us, you know, people who might be in their 30s or 40s or 50s, it's a different world today, as I'm sure it was back in the 40s and the in the 50s.
You just try to imagine what was it like for them, and the, you know, the hard times with that, right? The pain and the frustration of what they were dealing with, but also for them to see such progress through the years of when they were children to now when their grandchildren are coming up, and the difference in the world these days.
And could you and I do what we're doing today together, sitting here having these kind of conversations back in the 50s? You know, like the culture wouldn't have even allowed it to happen. Even if we were little boys and wanted to play football together or ride bikes or whatever, the culture sort of rips that apart at some age, doesn't it?
Right. And even sitting down talking with my daughter yesterday, as we were reflecting on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, of what it's like for her to grow up in such a multicultural environment. And she was just shocked that, you know, years and years ago, she wouldn't have been allowed to play with some of her best friends.
Isn't that something? Wow. May we never forget that. You know, sometimes people say racial healing means stop talking about it and don't bring these things up. It just rips the Band-Aid off. But, you know, at the same time, what would it be like if Reese grew up, meaning your daughter, who's what, 7 years old?
8 years old, yep.
8 years old. And she didn't have you to tell that history. You know, there would be a level of weightiness that she would never have. But now, as she grows up and understands that, do you think that that actually helps her in some way?
Well, I think one thing that I've been told throughout my years is, you know, African-Americans and people of color already have a master's degree in racial dynamics, and white people, you know, oftentimes grow up never talking about race. And that's one thing that I wanted to make sure that wasn't true in my, that we didn't say, we'll wait to talk to her about that till later. Race and racial progress and even racial healing is all something that we talk about right in our homes, and has been throughout her life.
What a beautiful thing. She's a blessed little girl, and your wife is a jewel as well. Let's go to Chantilly, Virginia, and talk to Anonymous, who's on the line. Hello, Anonymous. It's Dr. Anderson. How are you?
Well, praise the Lord. I am excited to be on the show. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you. I really appreciate the guest speaker you had on earlier. He was wisdom without limits. So I thank you for him, as well as your current guest that you have on with you. But my question for you is, why is it a challenge for people to accept racial theory without erasing the past? So, like, why can't we teach our children what African American people did to improve our world or our society, and not forget about also the accomplishments of those that were of Caucasian descent? So my thing is, don't do away with the knowledge that's there, but also implement the successes from those of our forefathers of African Americans to build the society what we stand on now.
Yeah, what a great question. You know, I do believe that has to do with the superiority complex of white America from the past, and I think we're still kind of breaking out of that. But prior, remember, whites are just becoming the minorities for the first time in the history of America. And so it is sort of threatening when you have to share power and share platforms and share leadership and things of that sort. And so in that transition, I think that when black people talk about progress, it's threatening. It shouldn't be, but I'm just saying, I think for some, it is. And it's not for any other group usually. Like if the Chinese want to talk about their heritage, or if Native Americans even want to talk about their heritage, and they had a terrible one with regard to American history, any other group, when they talk about their heritage, it's not threatening in America. But when African Americans talk about their heritage, it strikes a chord. And I think it's because we're the only people group that have been forcibly kidnapped and brought to the land here. But I'd be interested to hear what Pastor David thinks about this. What do you think, Pastor David?
Well, I always try to take big, complex issues like that and try to put it down to the smallest example I can give. And I think about, you know, I don't know if you have some skeletons in the closet of the family history. And a lot of times the older generation doesn't want to share with their kids the kind of harder truths about their aunts and uncles and grandparents. They want to protect that history so that they might be able to build a new legacy with the next generation. But you grow up and you have all these questions about how do we get to where we are, and why do I struggle with these things? And if you can follow that thread of reality throughout your own history, a lot of times it can help you overcome challenges you face today rather than repeating the same sins. So in the same way that maybe you or I have a hard time sharing the difficult past of our families with the next generation, I think white America also deals with that in saying, I don't want to share the horrible past that we have because I don't want to pass that down to our kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, and maybe even I wasn't a part of it like that, and there's some shame that goes with it.
Yeah, and so we hide, and hiding is that's never the best healthy solution. But I don't think we've ever been taught how to share difficult history, whether it's personal or, you know, national.
888-432-7434 is the number. We've been talking about racial healing, building a bridge to it, and what can we do to help bring about racial healing in America. And I think crucial conversations are a part of it. We're going to talk about the wisdom of crucial conversations tomorrow. As I run to my commercial break, I'm going to close the phone lines, but we'll have one more from Morristown, New Jersey. So if you are still here in a couple of minutes, and when we return, we'll go directly to you. We'll get some final comments from Pastor David Heiliger. He is the pastor of Multicultural Bridge Building at Bridgeway Community Church and the director, the new director of Gracism Global. Go to Instagram and put in @GracismGlobal and see what comes up. We'll be right back.
Don Crow here for Preborn. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who's abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that's growing inside of her, and a $140 gift will do this for 5 girls and women. Whether you want to save one baby, 5, or hundreds, the opportunity is just a phone call or a click away. And you can do it easily by calling 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-BABY. Again, 833-850-2229. Or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword baby, or click on the preborn banner. You can also give on the WAVA mobile phone app. Just click on the preborn banner that comes up at the top of the page. That'll take you right to the donor page. Anything you can do, thank you for doing it now. And the number's 833-850-2229 or WAVA.com.
This is important news. If you have unfiled tax returns, the IRS is shifting gears and ramping up investigations on non-filers this year. If you fail to file your tax returns for a year or more, or you owe back taxes, now's the time to call Optima Tax Relief before the IRS finds you. Optima is America's number one most trusted tax resolution firm, specializing in helping individuals, families, and businesses get right with the IRS. They're experts in the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, a powerful new program that can make resolving tax
tax issues easier. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima's award-winning team has helped thousands of people protect their paychecks, bank accounts, homes, and businesses by putting their tax problems to rest, resolving over $1 billion in tax debts for their clients. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
But the men who had gone up with Caleb said, "We're not able." These men heard the same word from Moses. They watched the same miracles over the years, but they couldn't find the same courage to believe. Courage is when you don't feel like going on, but you go on anyway. Courage is when you're scared to death, but you still show up. Courage is when you feel alone, but you realize doing the right thing doesn't require company. Courage is when you feel like you're going to lose your mind, but discover new strength. Courage is when everyone in the world says no, but you know God says yes. It's going to take courage for you to do what God wants you to do in your family, on your job, in your life, with that child, and for this church.
For more content like this, be sure to follow Grace Church VA TV on YouTube.com. That's Grace Church VA TV. And as always, live big.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. We're coming down to the wire, but we still have time to talk about racial healing. I'm with David Heiliger, pastor of Multicultural Bridge Builder and director of Gracism Global. Let's go to Morristown, New Jersey, and talk to Jonathan, who's on the line. Hello, Jonathan. It's Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Anderson. It's Pastor Jonathan with Converge Church. We're so blessed to do your book study with another church in town, Presbyterian Church. Our church merged a couple years ago, so we did it. Just want to make a couple of comments here. I think one of the things that you have to do, and what we did, we got tired of talking about being a solution to the problem, and we actually did it. our church, I was predominantly black church, merged with a predominantly white church, got tired of Sunday being the most segregated day, 11 o'clock the most segregated hour, so we did it. It's going to cost you something,
right?
But I tell you, it's worth it. And then my wife and I, we took the kids down to Ormond Beach, Florida, had a chance to travel, stopped in a Harley-Davidson dealership because I like motorcycles, and talked to a guy. We just hit it off right away. One thing I noticed, when you travel and talk to people, you realize how less racist this world is. If we keep taking our cues from TV, from social media, and not getting out and talking to our neighbor, we're going to think the world is so crazy, but it's not.
Yeah.
So I'd say
Look
part of the thing is getting out of our house and talking to one another.
Well, man,
that's it.
That's because you're a reconciler. I remember your church and the great work you guys are doing up there with regard to racism and racial healing. And you're really a great example. And I think people need to hear more from you with what you just said, because I think there's a fear to doing it. You know how Jesus, he actually went into Samaria, you know, and I think sometimes there's a fear in actually doing it. And so you've shown through your model that, guess what? He did it and he survived. He's still living.
We're still alive.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Jonathan, for all you're doing up there with Converge Church, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Blessings to you. That's Converge Church, a pastor, a Jonathan. And David, doesn't that make your heart feel good to know that people are doing it, you know?
Yeah, and it's been fun for me as I look at what is happening really around the world with Gracism Global. I came across your materials, Pastor Jonathan, out there in Morristown, New Jersey, and the work that you're doing. We got people doing Gracism work in England. We got Gracism work happening in Florida. We got Gracism work happening in Atlanta and all up and down the East Coast, out on the West Coast. And so it's really cool to see people taking up this calling and implementing it right there in their communities.
And one of the things Pastor Jonathan said is doing it. And friends, there's always something you can do. You can go to my book, Multicultural Ministry, and in the back, there are 11 things that you can do if you want to build these bridges of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. David, would you close us out in a word of prayer today?
Sure. Heavenly Father, you're good to us. You are our Father. No matter what our differences are between us, Lord, we get to call you our Father. And so what I do is I pray that you would give us guidance and wisdom as we look to activate our lives for the cause of racial healing. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen.
Father, help your children.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.